And two, and one, two, three, four. My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver's born. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. When my son turned 10 just the other day, said thanks for the ball and come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away, but a smile ever dimmed. I said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver's gone. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, that I don't know when. We'll get together then, son, you know we'll have a good time then. Just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little ball blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together there. Gonna have a good time here. Well, I've long since retired. My son's moved away. Called him up just the other day. Said I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, yeah. We're gonna have a good time then. First you seem just like my dream of a find a better life. Much more than I could ask for in a lover or a wife. Though I work with my body and my work makes my hands rough. There are gentle things inside me that are anything but tough. There are lessons you could teach me, things I do not know. Things I've never done, girl, places we could go. But you only wear your tailored suits for me to rip and tear. Or can I hold you quietly, smell your perfumed hair? I saw you as the answer that I never dared to dream. I saw you rise the window into a world I'd never seen. I saw you rise a vision come to raise me from the mud. But you came to use my sweat to cool the fever in your blood. You see, I'm not Marlon Brando with his motorcycle bike. When you call me your animal, it's a name I do not like. Ah, please do not tear my back. Yes, of course I bleed. The violence you thirst for is not what I need. Your silken skin is armor that makes for brutal hands. But why can't I be gentle and tell you of my plans? I know now that you're using me, that I just using you. And you're not so scared of losing me as I am losing you. Like my dream of a finer, better life, much more than I could ask for in a lover or a wife. Though I work with my body and my work makes my hands rough, there are gentle things inside me that are anything but tough. I saw you as the answer that I never dared to dream. I saw you as the window into a world I've never seen. Saw you as a vision come to raise me from the mud. But you came to use my sweat to cool the fever in your blood. Song about one of my three heroes, a guy that turned 60 last year.
Perry Como.
Close. You know, most of the music industry has our heads up various bodily orifices. But Pete Seeger, for 40 years, has been standing for things. Since 1940, he was anti-fascist, for fair labor practices, pro-First Amendment, anti-red baiting, pro-woman's rights, pro-black rights, anti-Vietnam, anti-nuclear power, pro-safe energy, pro-ecology, and anything else worthwhile. He's been there before. It was au courant. During the time, it was something people were worried about, and after, it was no longer in the fashion. He's the man with the banjo and a 12-string guitar, and they're singing us a song to tell us who we are. When you look in his eyes, you know that somebody's in there. Yeah, knows where we're going and where we've been, and how the fog is getting thicker where the future should begin. When you look at his life, you know that he's really been there. Still, what is the name that they're calling that man?
There's
a name that they're calling that man.
You know
it's always that old folk. They say he's always bleeding, but whenever somebody's needing him, Pete's the one who cares. It's always that old folk. Whenever something's burning or a lesson needs some learning, or a tide that needs some time into some
better world somewhere.
Yeah, the old folk is there. Dream, cause wood is long gone. He's a last voice singing that Bound for Glory song. And if you've never seen him, you might take a look. He's the man who put the meaning in the music book. Yeah, the world may be tired, but keeps still going strong. Still, what is the name that they're calling that man?
What
is the name that they're calling that man?
Oh,
it's always an old folk, yeah. You say he's always bleeding, but whenever somebody needed him, he's the one who cares.
It's always an
old folk, yeah. Whenever something's burning, or unless I need some learning, or a tide that needs some turning to, so a better world somewhere. They're calling that man.
What is the name?
What is the name that they're calling that man?
Do you know?
It's always an old folk, singing for some hopeless cause, shouting at the mountaintop. The wind is his only applause. It's always an old folk. Cause nobody really listens, except the lovers as they're kissing on knees, singing for them somewhere. Yeah, the old folk is there. The old folk is there. Don't you know? My growling voice for too much in a row, and I'd like to give you a little bit of break and hear probably the best song that was recorded on the first 11 Chapin albums. It was written, sung, and played by my brother Steve Chapin on the Greatest Stories Live album. It's called Let Time Go Lightly, and if you encouraged him a bit, he might even play it for you. And if somebody brought me an orange juice, I'd really like it.
Let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. For breaking ground and sowing seed, and yet we give up our sunshine so we can buy what we need. And that leaves evening to share a fire with a friend or two, to lose sight of the hours, to go lightly with you. I let time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Old friends, they mean much more to me than a new friend. They can see where you are, and they know where you've been. Music has been my oldest friend, my fiercest foe, 'cause it can take me so high. Yes, it can make me so low. When I was a child, my mother would help me along. She'd rock me to sleep and sing me a song. So I learned to love the music of all the tunes in my mind, the changing of chords, the rhythm of time. I let time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Yes, I let time go lightly with you. Fire and a friend or two with you, and a fire and a friend or two, a friend or two, and you.
Steve Chapin. It's been, for those of you who don't know what's going on tonight, this is a celebration of our 2000s concert since. We started, Big John and I started this group back on June 22nd, 1971. And our first concert was June 29th, 1971 at the Village Gate about five blocks from here. And we decided we'd like to come back down to the Village and do a sort of a three-day party, which, by God, you guys are helping us start fantastically. Awful lot of friends here tonight. Awful lot of friends going to be here the next couple of nights. And obviously, being New York folks, we know it all starts here and it all ends here. It's been a great decade for us. Every year we play to more people. Every year we make more money. Every year we give more money away. Every year at the end of December, I have a meeting with my accountant. He always tells me, Harry, I got good news and I got bad news. The good news is you just had the best year you ever had. The bad news is you ain't keeping it. But actually, I think that's good news.
That's right. We had to sell the yacht this year.
And 1980 was the best year of all. We had an incredible year at a time when the music industry went from a $4 billion to a $2.5 billion industry. We had the fastest breaking record we've ever had. Fastest breaking single was Sequel.
They're both broken now.
And a lot of other nice things happened. But last April, I wrote a song because one of my three heroes, a guy named Al Lowenstein, got shot and killed. And unfortunately, it became doubly meaningful when John Lennon was killed. I don't have to tell you about John Lennon. For some of you, I might have to mention Al Lowenstein. Al was a guy that perhaps more than any other American got young white America involved in the quest for racial justice early in the 60s. And in 1967, he went to see Bobby Kennedy and asked him to run against President Johnson to end the Vietnam War. Well, Bobby at that time said no. But Al wouldn't take no for an answer, and he went and saw an obscure senator named Gene McCarthy. And the rest is history. Then in 1968, Al ran for Congress himself and won. In 1970, he made a big mistake. He hired an obscure literature director named Harry Chapin to handle the print for his campaign, and he lost. But then he fought against apartheid in South Africa. And in the end of the 70s, he was UN Ambassador for Human Rights under Andy Young. Then early in 1980, he was working for Ted Kennedy to try to get him elected president. When he made an appointment to see a young man that everybody knew was crazy but nobody else would see, and Al figured that somebody had to do it, and he might as well be the one to see if he could help the kid. It didn't work out too well because within 5 minutes of the meeting starting, the kid pulled out a gun, put 7 bullets into him. I was out in the Midwest doing a concert. Right before I went on, I heard the news. I heard that Al was clinging to life, and I must admit I did one of the truly shitty concerts of my life that night. When the concert was over, I went back to the motel room and put my ear against the radio and heard shortly after that Al had passed away. Didn't sleep very well that night, and when I got up very early the next morning, I wrote down this song. And I'd hoped that all it was about a guy that I had as one of my three heroes. But then on December 8th, the day after my birthday, it became, as I say, doubly apt. Remember when the music came from wooden boxes strung with silver wire? And as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire, for we believed in things, and so we'd sing. Remember when the music brought us all together to stand inside the rain, and as we joined our hands, we'd meet in the refrain. We had dreams to live, we had hopes to give. Remember when the music was the best of what we dreamed of for our children's time? And as we sang, we worked, and we knew time was just a lie. A gift was saved, a gift the future gave. All the times I listened, and all the times I heard, all the melodies I'm missing, and all the magic words, and all those potent voices, and the choices we had then. How I'd love to find we had that kind of choice again.
Remember when the music was a glow on the horizon of every newborn day, and as we sang, the sun came up to chase the dark away, and
remember when the music brought the night across the valley as the day went down. And as we'd hum the melody, we'd be safe inside the sound, and so we'd sleep, for we had dreams to keep. Silver wire, and as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire, for we believed in things, and so we'd sing, and so we'd sing. Perhaps the biggest surprise of 2,000 concerts of performing in 9.5 years was how so many people took this next song to their hearts, souls, minds, bodies, and whatever perverted places they could think of. Indeed, it is one of the more perverted songs ever written. I wrote it for Johnny Cash to sing, but he was too damn busy with his Amoco gas. So I had to do it myself. It worked out okay. I had Big John do his Johnny Cash imitation. And it became the number one request song for 5 weeks in a row in Des Moines, Iowa in the summer of 75. Now I would like to convene right here tonight. The bottom line, 2000th Memorial shit-kicking country choir. Now you'll see your part come back. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds. Banana, yes, they'll walk 30,000 pounds. Hit it, Big John. Oh, banana. He was a young, young driver, just out on his second job. Can the next day's face the fruit for everyone in that Coast Guard city? The children play without despair in backyard slack piles, and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds. A banana, yes, there were 30,000 pounds. Weaving again, Big John.
Oh, banana.
Now you got it from here on out, bottom line. And all you folks at home, you can do whatever you'd like to do to this song. Well, he passed the sign and he should have seen St. Chip the Logan gave a $50 fine, my friend.
My friend.
He was thinking perhaps about the born-bred woman who was waiting at that journey's end. Starting down the 2 mile drop, the curving road, wild from the top of the hill. He was
was pudging on to the Chardonnay miles, bound out to that depot, just a few more miles to go. And he'd go home and have a reason, that long crap stay away in the smell of 30,000 pounds. Do it to me, everybody. Yes, there was 30,000 pounds. The city sprayed its twinkling lights below it, but it paid no heed as river and thought of the lights. The lights went through him. Yes, from as the bricks to slow him down, but the better blood easy without a sound as it cries. Funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside it in a hillside, riding on his feet hunchback to every one of those little green. I'm gonna get 30,000 pounds. Do it. What 30,000 pounds on the screen? For 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it, in the back in the cheap seats. You can always count on cheap seats. Now, as too many of you already know, we had a lot of trouble ending this song. However, what perhaps you did not know, unless you caught us in concert over the past year, is there weren't just three endings to 30,000 pounds of bananas. There were actually four. And tonight, in honor of our 2000th performance in front of the public, I plan on doing all four endings. Now, I wish you'd help me out with the first ending. Maybe you could persuade everybody to like it after all. It went like this. Oh, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. You got it, bottom line.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Bananas in Scranton, PA. You have every right to congratulate yourself. However, the group was less enthusiastic. As a matter of fact, they in perfect unanimity said, Harry!
It sucks!
Why is it that I can count with perfect faith on the fact that everyone would be delighted to help me out on that part of the song? Well, I was devastated at the less than enthusiastic response to my first ending. And that's why I hurriedly wrote a second ending. This time, complete with motherhood drums, oom-pah-pah bass, barrel house piano, weeping steel guitars, wailing fiddles, wailing Jennings, and most of all, good old country harmony by the Bottom Line Memorial Shit-Kicking Country Choir. See your part come by. A woman walks into a room where a child lies sleeping.
and she sees his eyes are closed. She sits there so silently weeping. About 450 munchkins in here, though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania. She never, ever eats ever time a cheap seat. Not one of 30,000 pounds. Everybody hyperventilate. Hold it out, swell as I raise my hand, and then cut off clean. Oh, banana. Appreciate yourselves, but unfortunately, no matter how long I delay, I can't negate the fact that the group once again, in perfect unanimity, said, Harry!
Yes!
Well, you're definitely getting better at that part. Now, this is where the extra ending came in, because I knew I was in trouble. I figured if I can't win with the indigenous humor of the first ending, or the choral magnificence of the second ending, and I didn't want to end with disco bullshit no matter what. Another technical point. The only thing left was a quietly qualitative, understated Caribbean-type ending, complete with Jimmy Buffett overtones, a little Bob Marley and the Wailers, and hot sun, green coconut palms, something like Chiquita banana, and I'm here to say a beautiful bunch of ripe banana. Daylight come and she won't go home. Day-o. Day-o.
It was raining hard in Frisco, y'all.
Tell them, or do I have to? Boys!
Yes, we know.
Finally, you see the man who told me about it on the bus as I went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Shrugged his shoulders, shook his head, and he said, and that's exactly what he said. He said, it's your better been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana. If there were 30,000 pounds.
Oh, mashed banana.
A banana. Sing it with me. A banana. Louder. A banana. Move it up. A banana. Taxi, taking tips.
It's so-
Got into town a little early. Had 8 hours to kill before the show. First thought about heading up north of the bay, then knew where I had to go. I thought about taking a limousine, or at least a fancy car. I ended up taking a taxi, 'cause that's how I got this far. It was 10 years going in the front seat, driving stoned and feeling no pain. Now here I am straight and sitting in the back, in 16 Parkside Lane. The driveway was the same as I remember, and a butler came and answered the door. He just shook his head when I asked for her. I said, she doesn't live here anymore. Body offered to give me the address, neighbor forward and I let us to. I just took it in return, took the cabby and said, I got one more fare for you. And so we rolled back into the city, up to a 5-story old brownstone. Rang the bell, it had her name on a mailbox. The buzzer said somebody's home. And the look on her face as she opened the door was like an old joke told by a friend. It had taken her 10 more years, but she'd found her smile and watched the corner start to bend. And she said, how are you, Harry? Have we played this scene before? I said, it's so good to see you now, Sue. Had to play it, I just once more. Play it, I just once more. She said, I heard you flying high on my radio. I answered, it's not all it seems. It's when she left and she said, it's better sometimes when we don't get to touch our dreams. That's when I asked her, where was that actress? She said that it was somebody else. When I asked her why she looked so happy now, she said, I finally like myself. At last I like myself. So we talked all through that afternoon, talking about where we'd been. We talked of the tiny difference between ending and starting to begin. We talked 'cause talking tells you things like what you really are thinking about. But sometimes you can't find what you're feeling till all the words run out. So I asked her to come to the concert. She said, no, I work at night. I said, we got too damn good at leaving soon. She said, Harry, you're right. Don't ask me if I made love to her.
which one of us started to cry. Don't ask me why she wouldn't take the money that I left. If I answered it all, I'd lie. So I thought about her as I sang that night, and of how the circle keeps rolling around, and if I act as I'm facing the footlights, and how she's flying with both feet on the ground. Yes, I guess that's the sequel to our story, from my journey between heaven and hell, with half the time thinking of what might have been, and half thinking just as well. I guess only time will tell. Thank you, New York. Steve Chapin. Big John Wallace. Howie Field. Dougie Walker. And Ms. Yvonne K. Bell. Ah, 2,000 more, huh?